Honey, they should call this show Hot Ass, because the whole pics are aplenty.
One diva left the UK and the other doll just arrived.
Honey, there were so many hole picks, I thought it was a jack-o'-lantern. But the time zones be damned. We're still doing the pod.
It's that movie Holes starring Reba McEntire. We've got tour chats. We've got mom updates, some political moments, and a whole lot of holes.
I want a whole lot of hole. Plus a little Drag Race UK Series 3 chit-chats for all you chasers out there who just can't get unchuff.
A whole lot of love. Okay, strap up, strap in.
That's it's a wide, wide hole.
It's time for the hole. I mean, show.
The hole is about to close.
We got a really, really big hole for you tonight.
You mean show.
Oh.
No, you got it. I mean, I'm here. We still got a big hole.
Here's Prolapse.
Honey, you're dragging.
Forever Dog.
Ouch.
Can I get another cup for that cup?
Excuse me, do you have sugar-free pumpkin spice? Oh, you don't. You don't.
Are you a plumber? Because I'm dealing with some piping right now.
Welcome back for yet another steaming
piping,
scalding, serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So why don't we go ahead and get into some
hot goss.
We seem to have magically switched places geographically because I am back in Los Angeles and you are in the UK.
It's the planes, they took us there. They ferried us to and forth. Been so long since we've been pod. We haven't been in the same room this year, I don't think.
Never. I've never seen you before, actually.
Never.
We're like Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald in the On My Own music video.
New
we
United.
Just never.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry.
Never met. Never seen each other.
On my own.
It's like Nicki Minaj in that Katy Perry song. Or is it Madonna?
Honey, it's like
the Madonna song.
Ricky Martin in that Christina Aguilera Nobody Wants to Be Lonely. He was like in her trailer asking Billy B to put eyeliner on him. That's where he wasn't lonely.
Baby, just put a little lash on. Baby, Christina just give
said,
me one of her
Billy,
lower
you're
lashes.
Here for me. Billy, I said now.
Baby, come on. Let me
Billy
stunt.
Billy B.
Let me pussy on these stunt. Girl, Ricky Martin could have been Lil Nas X fucking 20 years ago if they would have just let her. Get her ass out, get fucked in a shower. Come on.
I wish she could have. I would have loved to see. I would have loved to see Lance Bass doing a little bit of that too, and JC Chazet.
Yes.
I mean, JC Chazet was fucking twinks in a hot tub, that's for sure. Hey, Ray Latray. How was England for you? I saw you on the Alaska Talks tour.
Oh, yes.
I have some notes.
We're not really accepting notes at this time. No, we had a great time. I mean, I love those girls. And the sort of going back into a tour like that after so long of not doing it is very rigorous. It's hard on the body. It's hard on the mind. But the thing that made it really work is the girls, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're the type of girls where it's like one of those friendships where you just pick up where you left off. It's like you never had any time away, you know?
Yeah, I do. I was very pleased with the show. It was lovely. There was a shoe mishap that I got to witness, and someone came out, Roxy's shoe, and I have it all on video. Her shoe, the front strap broke, and then it looked like someone was going to come out and like put the shoe back on her because it looked like it was like kind of broken, but he just took it. And then she was there one footed And then she goes off to the side and then no foot, no shoes. And she had invisible high heels on for the rest of her number.
Well, of course, Roxy Andrews can make it work without shoes at all. I bet she could have made it work with one shoe on and made you believe it.
I didn't mind. I was happy. I was pleased. That hair whipped. I have the hair whip in slow-mo on my phone, and it is so beautiful. It was so beautiful watching all the girls perform again. Detox just, like, crying every second, blubbering.
Yeah.
Just so happy to be with people again and touching them and putting their fingers in their mouth and things.
Oh, dear. Wait, nice girl. Who was doing that? You were doing that?
No. Detox.
Oh, she was doing that. Well, yeah. It was the last night of the tour. I think she said, honey, if I haven't gotten it yet, honey.
Put it under my nails.
Baby.
She's Baby. Got it.
Which Powerpuff Girl were you?
Well, I based it off of our color schemes. So I was the pink one, who I believe is...
Pink one.
Bubbles?
Bubbles is blue, I think.
Blossom?
Blossom. Mm-hmm. Blossom Bubbles.
And then Buttercup is the strongest fighter, and that color corresponds to Detox. Mm-hmm. And Blossom is the joy and the laughter, and that corresponds to Roxy. Because really, on tour, she is so hilarious and so much fun to fucking be on tour with, like, literally. And she can't, she doesn't drink, she doesn't do any drug, like, she won't do any. And so, because, and she describes it as, like, honey, you need to, people drink to get to where I am, because she is literally, like sitting in a van, she's like, she won't sleep in a van. If it's a 6-hour car ride, she's like sitting there. She's like, okay, all right. Let's, I can't go to sleep. I can't sit still. She hates long plane rides because mm-hmm. she gets antsy. You know, she's a ball of literal energy. That's probably why her drag is so good, because she won't sit still. She's like, I got to put rhinestones on it. Got to do the rhinestones.
Don't it. Give me that metal mesh.
Yeah. Hand me a piece of that metal mesh. So you are in the UK. You are doing Death Drop.
Yeah, I'm doing Death Drop with Karen from Finance from Australia. Raja D. O'Hara.
Karen from Finance too? And Raja?
Yeah, she's in it. Holly Stars. We got two new drag kings in it. It's a good time so far. Vinegar's in it. Vinegar's fucking hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Like,
she is a literal bulldozer of laughter.
Yeah.
She'll like back into you and then make you laugh about it. Like it was your fault. exactly. She needs that. It's so much fun just working and being employed and stuff.
totally. And oopsie whoopsieing all about.
All about. They found my dress because I left my dress here because Courtney was in that problematic gold trench. And I was like, girl, if you need something else. And then it needed to be fixed, and then we couldn't find it. And I had where's my dress? Laurel, where's my dress? I had that moment in my closet when I was packing. I was like, where is it? So worried, but we've located the garment.
Okay, good.
She's here. I didn't make your whole show. I was a little bit late. I was running on drag time. What was the opening number like? Oh. I got there for red when you had that quick change haircut.
It was, yeah, we hired a hairstylist who was inside our bubble, the production bubble, and they were able to cut my hair into a tasteful pixie and color it with Manic Panic, Cherry Red, and they were able to do it in 10 seconds. Or
during the dance break.
Sometimes less. Yeah, which was great. I mean, London is known for their fast haircuts, so they don't call it fast haircut country for nothing. It's true. They were able to do just a quick cut, color, style in under 10 seconds, which I really appreciated. The opening number was my idea to base it off of the Sugar Babies challenge.
Oh, God.
So RuPaul is like, let the sugar ball begin. And then we played a video of like a little bit of the Sugar Babies. And then it went into a mix of like all songs that are about candy. I'll take you to the candy shop. Just like candy. Candy man. And then each
Mandy
of us.
Candy?
Then wait, which one?
Mandy Moore Candy.
Well, that was detoxes. So each of us did like a minute of.
She's
a candy
the Florida
song.
Girl. She gets the Mandy Moores.
She did. She did Mandy Moore candy. Roxy did.
Christina Candyman?
No, she did candy. The candy shop by Madonna. Or coming into my store, I got candy galore. Get up over your seat. Get up over the Oh wow.
I'm allergic to candy.
And I did, of course, Sour Candy by Lady Gaga.
Sour Candy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was obsessed. It was a great show. I loved it. It was nice to see RuPaul there.
Yeah, it was so nice of him. I mean, I know he's really busy, but it was really nice of him to just take a moment to just come on stage and sing a little bit of Can I Get an Amen with us.
Mm-hmm. Just doing a little pop-up. Now, you did tell ASCAP that you were performing that and gave him his ducats, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Because a live performance, there's a fee.
Live performance, of course. We went through all the proper channels. Definitely.
VH1 logo.
RuPaul whispered in my ear that he doesn't want to see any fucking more H&M. But luckily, I was wearing Topshop. So we were fine.
You were slick out the mouth with RuPaul. I won't repeat what you said, but...
What?
You slick out the mouth.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
If RuPaul was there, you would have never.
Yes, I would have.
Okay.
The joke I made on stage...
Keep holding your breath for that winter season, honey.
We had a cardboard cutout of RuPaul. Like, the venue had it. And we were like, let's do a bit with it. So I introduced RuPaul, and they brought out the cardboard cutout. And then the cardboard cutout whispered in my ear. And I said, oh, she said, if the cameras aren't rolling, nothing you say matters. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Come on, that's funny. That's fair game.
It's funny to us. Is it funny to RuPaul in World of Wonder? Girl, Theron's going to call you in a second.
It's more a joke about Pearl than it is even about RuPaul.
Sure, but they like to get butthurt about everything. Like, if I announced who the winner of the all international seasons was, they would get mad at me, you know?
So you're saying it's...
Uh-huh. And if you want to know, you can DM me. Oh, I've been getting a lot of DMs.
I cannot believe bleep this word right here actually takes it.
Little Miss Washcloth.
Confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she won. So I am wondering about, what was I going to say?
You say you got a lot of DMs?
Oh, yeah. People want to see that forbidden episode, so they keep sending me dick. And then I'm like, email Dipper.
Yeah, also, we'll get into it later because there were a couple messages. It's only in the States that it's not available. It's streaming all over the world, everywhere else, on Netflix, not forbidden at all.
Well, maybe it's only forbidden here when he's playing in Europe and then vice versa, so his teammates don't find it. Bounce back
and forth. Okay, no. We can, well, let's do the Rainbow Spotlight.
Ooh, what about this vodka?
We can talk about it in the next.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Well, this Rainbow Spotlight is an amazing song that I've never heard of. It's called Dance the Night Away.
Don't do
well,
that.
Well, I haven't. And I'm excited to experience this new music.
This is the great thing about the Rainbow Spotlight, though, is sometimes we don't know the song, but we get a chance to know the song because
we open our ears, our hearts, our holes.
Yes. Usually we use it as our own tool of self promotion, shameless, horrible self-promotion. But today we are promoting Joseph Alexander and their new hit, Dance the Night Away.
Yeah. Head it. Dear Mr. DJ, I said head it.
Myself. begins to go astray. Just dance the fucking night away.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Are back. Ooh, girl, take a sip of that cocktail. What's that delicious cocktail? Ooh. Is that Serve Vodka?
Ooh, I'm up in the club. I'm feeling so good. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Could I have an Alaska original unflavored Serve Vodka straight up and a beep chaser?
Oh, that must have been Sharon yelling something. Who is calling me? I cannot take this call right now. I am far too busy.
This is a very exciting announcement that happened earlier this week. Serve Vodka. This is a new line of vodka by drag queens for everyone. And these are fabulous flavors. And a bunch of the girls over at PEG, we got together and we're doing a line of vodka. And I think it goes hand in hand because drag queens and hard liquor go great together.
What privilege. Yeah,
I mean, as a beauty tool especially, like, if you get hammered, they look beautiful.
Oh, yes, honey. Oh, yes, honey.
Manila is pineapple. We got Trixie as pink lemonade. Sharon is blood orange.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Trinity the Tuck is mixed berries. Monet Exchange is green apple. And I am flavored with vodka. they let me choose because we all got to choose our flavor. And I was like, you know what? When I drink vodka, I want it to taste like vodka. So send me samples of unflavored and let me see what it tastes like. And I'm telling you, this unflavored vodka is really, really smooth. It's French vodka. It's delicious. And so you can go original, unflavored, Alaska. Serve. Sip, slay, serve. Available now at servevodka.com, I think.
How wonderful.
How delightfully camp. Okay.
There's some things that I wanted to talk to everybody about the mom girls, because there's been some personnel switch ups.
Go on down in the elevator and you'll see a big sign that says
her
personnel. So what? My brother's the delivery boy. He brought me lunch.
What? The Okie dog? Is that is that it? Okie dog?
Huh?
Okie dog. That's where he works.
Oh, clown dog.
Clown dog. That's it.
Clown dog. Okie dog is.
Clown dog. Clown dog is when you get fucked and then they take their dick and they draw you a mustache.
Oh my gosh.
You never been clown dogged?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, don't do
Mom,
you
I'm
must
so
have went to a private school. Pam knows. Pam taught me. She was holding the camera.
Oh my good God.
Well, speaking of moms, we have big news on the Mom Network. Shea Coulee has started her cycle 4 of Wanna Be On Top this week. And her podcast is once a week on Mondays. So follow along for all the Top Model tea. She's got regular Top Model guests. All very interesting things if you grew up watching Top Model.
Yes, I love Wanna Be On Top because I recently got into Top Model because I knew that Shay was starting a podcast about it. And so I wanted to like do research and I got sucked in and I watched every single episode all the way up to like season 22. And wow. So I've been listening.
Where do you find the time?
I don't know. I have a problem, but now I have a problem because there's no more episodes and I want more. But I get my fix by listening to Shay and Wanna Be On Top. So that's very exciting. And also, The Chop is wrapping up Holland and they're moving on to the UK. They are nonstop over on The Chop. Nonstop. Chop, chop, chop.
Chop, chop, chop.
Even if you get The Chop, they won't stop.
Yes.
Nope, nope, nope. Chop, chop, chop.
And you don't stop.
And Priyanka's doing a new thing on Famous this week. She has a voicemail box that's overflowing with messages. So she's calling people back live while she's recording. So I've been getting my dose of celebrity gossip and like little pop culture wrap ups on Priyanka's Famous this week every week now because I love listening to it. It's a Thursday and I don't have many things to do on Thursday. So it's a nice little moment where I can check in with my sister, Priyanka from the North.
That almost makes me want to like answer my phone when it's a number I don't recognize, but it's always robocalls.
Maybe that was her that I just declined.
Warranties.
Yeah.
It could be, but you never know. So answer those robocalls. It might just be Priyanka. And last week, Jinx Monsoon had Margaret Cho on. Hi, Jinx. And this week, the iconic Deborah Wilson of Mad TV and Sharknado fame. Amazing interviews. Girl, Jinx is getting all the top shelf guests over there.
Deborah is so funny. She's one of the coolest celebrities I've ever met. Her Whitney. Oh, my God.
I mean,
she predicted it all.
Girl, the guests are rolling in on the Mom Network. Do you know that Shay just had Nolay Marin, who is a judge?
Nolay?
Yes.
I know him, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, honey, we don't fuck around with guests over here on Mom, okay?
Oh, and Mondays on Mom are crazy because it's pumpkin spice season. and Delta and Raja are going in. Delta had a TSA altercation where she was not happy, and there were three pages of stories, and I'm sure we'll get into that too, but it's the holiday season and Halloween, and these are the seasons where Delta thrives from.
Yes.
She is an autumnal queen. October to December is her season.
I got to text Delta this thing I found on where's my shit? Okay, hold on.
On official Mom letterhead.
Can you see it?
It says, with sunglasses, more. Oh, yeah.
More.
Very it's hard.
Someone looking at a doorway that is decorated with autumn stuff, and they're saying, more. And then they're screaming, more.
Baby, like more.
And now, and then the door is now covered in gourds and, like, drowning in pumpkin shit.
Have you ever microwaved a banana peel and then fucked it?
Honey,
I mean, that's not autumn. I just heard about it today. It was new.
I've never heard of that, actually.
Oh.
A banana peel or with a banana in it?
No. Ew.
You'll get poop noodle, but with banana in your urethra.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Are you talking? What?
I just thought about it because you said gourd, and sometimes people hollow those out and do stuff with them.
Gourd evening to you, miss.
So no.
If you are in LA and Long Beach on October 12th, I think I might be coming, it depending on the schedule. Mom is hosting a live podcast event called Creature Double Feature, and it is Very That and Sloppy Seconds both doing a live podcast recording double feature out at Executive Suite. So you're getting the best of Los Angeles. You're getting Executive Suite, Sloppy Seconds, Very That, double feature all in one place. You can get your tickets now at verysloppy.eventbrite.com. Girl, that's gonna be lit. I need to find out what I'm doing that day.
Will you go and hold up your phone and FaceTime for me? Because I want to see. Be that girl.
I will.
And then hand my phone and make everybody say hi to me. Say hi to my friend. Will you make a video?
I'll do it with an iPad so it blocks everyone's view.
I would love that so much. Speaking of Sloppy Seconds, if you didn't hear the news, Big Dipper and Meatball will be doing recaps of Dragula Season 4 on Sloppy Seconds every Friday.
Yep. I'm terrified.
Starting October 22nd. We got a lot of friends on there this year. We got Better Betty. We got J. Jolie. So many amazing girls are going to be popping up. And, you know, the mom girls keep momming.
Moms keep on momming. So exciting.
I have a question. Do you ever get tired at the shows of the Q&As? Because I found at your Alaska Talk show, there was this Q&A, and a lot of the questions were like, if you were on season 38-11 of Drag Race and you were in the top four, but who would you send home if this person wasn't there?
Yeah.
Like, the questions were very like, y'all, if they pass the mic to you, have a question ready to go, and it does not need to be hypothetical.
Yeah.
Dare is always more fun than truth, too.
What is?
Dare. What's more
Dare.
Well, yeah.
Doing drugs with kids? I mean, dare.
Well, you should have raised your hand if you were unhappy with the questions,
Well, honey, I tried, but I was in a box. A box! And I was behind vinegar, so I had, like, this, I had, like, a hump of vision, like a window to
right.
see. And then there was some boy in the booth with us who was, like, he was like, I was on Beatdown. And I was like, I bet you were. He's like, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah, you were on Beatdown. Like, no clue. And then I'm like, are you even madder now that, like, I don't know who you are? He's like, no. He was drunk fag, so it was fine.
Well, yes, we did a Q&A as part of the Alaska Talks tour. And, I mean, usually it's very fun. But sometimes, you know, some questions are better than others. Sometimes you get someone who's just had a few too many to drink. And it's, you know. But I think we all
don't talk about detox like that.
I think
we all
scored.
Should have given her a buck, got her together.
We all scored top points in Q&A category, I believe.
Honey, there was nary a top to be found.
Oh, wow. that was one of the questions someone asked. Roxy Andrews, are you a top or a bottom?
How dare they?
Girl.
Prying for personal information?
Girl, like you wouldn't.
Me? Never.
You just asked if I ever fucked a banana peel in a microwave.
That's not intimate, though. That's more of a physical encounter.
See, the issue was it was still in the microwave, and the microwave was running.
The issue was if you needed some tissue.
I've been horribly chemically burned.
My microwave blew up because Ray and I tried to make popcorn 3 times last week, and all of a sudden it just went black, and then smoke, and then done. So the microwave is done at the Bar of Blessings Bureau. She's
punched.
She hit the clock. She said, guys, I'm done. I'm out.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Black smoke filled up the place. Oh, yeah. I thought Sharon Needles was going to come out of a hole or a door with her serve vodka.
Right. Serve.
Yeah. There's a section of this show where we like to inform people, mostly ourselves, with what's going on in the world. And there's a little song that we sing before we start it. You like to hear it? Here it go. Let's get political. I want to get political. Let me see about it.
Just love yourself.
Lace front wig, get a gig.
Still waiting on that amen.
Where my people at? We have some good news in the world. This comes from Dustin. It says, hey, Big Alaska, Big Willem, and Big Dipper. It's official. Hey. The Swiss people have voted, and 64.1% have said yes to marriage equality and to access to sperm donations and IVF for lesbian couples.
Mark.
The new law has been unanimously accepted by all the cantons, which are like states. It's a great feeling to be supported by your own country and its population, and I'm sure it will have a positive impact on the mental health of the community. This is what Dustin says. I don't live in Switzerland. Thank you all for keeping me entertained while I do the laundry. Love you all. Dustin.
Wow. So, yeah, that the result on Sunday makes Switzerland the 30th country worldwide and one of the last in Western Europe to extend civil marital status to male and male and female female couples. Some 64.1% of voters accepted the reform. This is progress. This is good news. Have you ever heard of the musical Good News?
No, I don't think so.
It's basically like a knockoff, like, what's the one with Anything Goes? Basically like, or it's basically like a knockoff, like the Music Man. Like it's very like, I think it's like very cheap to get the rights to, but it's called Good News.
Very Call Me Madam. Barry was a lady.
Very that. This is great news. Congratulations, Switzerland. And I hope the rest of the world catches up before it, you know, explodes.
When you can't get the rights to Barry as a lady, get the rights to Buderi as a woman. I can't believe Switzerland just did that. I see them as being more on the forefront of stuff like, you know, hiding international funds and right. Being neutral. But
I always think of them as being very progressive, but I'm glad that this is finally a law and has been enacted, and congratulations and thank you to everyone who voted in Switzerland. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? And
that sounds delightful.
We'll be right back.
Let me go squeeze out this water. It's been in for 2 minutes.
Oh my God.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Girls, welcome to the Clap on Grand. Yes, you have to go up 6 staircases, and please bring all your luggage up yourself.
Oh, God, these Rue girls come over to our country. They treat it like Hamburger Mary's. I swear to God, I swear to the Queen of England, if I have to deal with these snobbish Americans anymore... Oh, wait, she's right there. She's right there. There's only one dressing room, and they're very close together. Wait, that's Australian. Oh, God, I'm going to get so many letters. Willem... You know, before we do this next segment, I just wanted to let you know
I just think that wearing a red wig and a silver dress is not that thrilling.
Oh, I think not. Would you like still or bubbles? Still or bubbles?
Well, either one, but no ice, please.
No ice. We don't have ice in this country. You're only allowed to have warm drinks and one per show. No ice in the tequila. Why would we do that? Why would we chill our tequila?
This is an exciting new segment that we call Drag Race UK Series 3 Chats. We're still working on that name.
I thought we were going to call it Druck 3.
Druck 3.
Druck 3.
Druck Chats.
Druck Chats 3.
Druck Chats 3. You asked and we answered. A lot of people have been asking, well, we want you to talk about Drag Race UK.
We just talk about classique and things.
And the thing is, you know, the Chop is taking the reins on it because, you know, they're going to be starting a new season any day now over here. But we can't help but chat about UK because it's very exciting and it's happening right now. So what were your thoughts? Let's start. Now, we only have one segment, so this is like a super speed Drag Race UK chaser. What are your thoughts? Who are your standouts, good and bad, for the walking into the workroom entrances?
I thought a lot of the workroom, what are they called? Taglines, entrance lines were very trite and not funny. Oh. Some of them made me slightly amused, but I like charity cases. I thought Victoria Scon was impeccable and great line. I thought Theresa May was good.
So funny.
Her favorite thing about Newcastle is her boyfriend's dick.
Your favorite thing about Newcastle is her boyfriend's dick.
Ella Vidae, great name on her. Beautiful girl. Vanity Some Milan didn't come to fuck around. And her man makes her costumes.
We love
River Medway, gorgeous. Kitty Scott clots a lot. Veronica Green.
Kitty Scott claws.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Kitty Scott Klotz a lot. Kitty Klotz a lot is the queen from Pittsburgh. Hi, Kitty.
Hey, Kitty. I thought that was her. I thought she got an accent.
Hey, Kitty girl. a lot of beautiful looks. I mean, it very shows the evolution of Drag Race because, I mean, just in three short seasons, I mean, these queens are stepped up, evolved, elevated, fabulous. I got a chance to hang out with Victoria Scon in the UK.
Lovely.
We ran into each other. She's so fabulous. I met her. I met her girlfriend. She's fabulous. We have a lot in common. She comes from the land of the theater. And she is just really good at some good old high drag and so funny and so charming. But I will say she has a Coke problem. A Diet Coke problem. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She loves Diet Coke. She's like obsessed with Diet Coke. And I told her okay, we're going to be talking about Drag Race UK a little bit on Race Chaser. And she was like, that's weird. You're probably just going to say how much I'm obsessed with Diet Coke. Because that's we talked about Diet Coke versus regular Coke for 5 minutes. And so I had to say that just for her.
How wonderfully camp. We got some of these young kids too on Drag Race, 19-year-olds. And these girls were 9 when I was on Drag Race.
Baby.
They grew up watching us. And so I'm glad that all these British people have the chance and Irish people have and Walesish. What's a Walesish person?
Welsh.
Them, yeah. I'm glad they all have the chance to compete finally and to have disdainful looks cast upon them by Michelle Visage and RuPaul.
Yeah, this is a great group of girls. Now, were you able to see any of the mini challenge, the maxi challenge?
Yeah, I saw the dirty charades. I thought that was fun and clever.
RuPaul loves dirty charades.
RuPaul loves party games. You go to a party and she's there, and there will be party games, and she takes them very seriously. She's not friendly with the other teams. It's
surprising it's surprising that it's taken this long to get Dirty Charades onto Drag Race because this is a thing that RuPaul used to be known for doing was like inviting people to her house and they play dirty charades.
Yep. I used to park the cars.
Wow.
What did you think of the maxi challenge? It's like a redo from series two where it's a queen of your hometown and then your second look is inspired by a favorite thing.
Yes.
I'm wondering, did River choose a traffic cone because that's one of his favorite things in the bedroom, or how did that happen?
No, River, that was for where she's from. And her town is known for a statue with the cone on it at all times.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that over there?
No, I must have missed that historical point of interest. I wish there was a plaque to notify me of such a wondrous monument.
I thought it was really funny. I thought it was a very good choice. What would you have done?
I liked it too. I didn't know what it was, though.
What would you have done for, first of all, your hometown, but also your favorite thing?
My hometown, I probably would have done like a Raja-inspired hat with a bell and then an eye because my name is Belle Eye and it's the Liberty Bell.
Oh, Philadelphia.
Philly. And then okay. My favorite thing would have been, oh God. Well, I would dress up as, the BBC because I love British television so much. Just there's Come Dine With Me. Girl, I'm obsessed with the BBC.
Come Dump With Me.
Come Dump.
That's your new show.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely.
And Four in a Bed. I mean, you've done that so many times.
Honey, yeah. I love foreign beds. yeah, I think that's what I would. We should do Four in a Bed with when all the girls get Airbnbs with Trixie's Motel, my Airbnb.
Yeah.
Whoever else has a cardboard shack we could stay in under a highway.
Yes, we absolutely should do that.
Yes. What would your hometown look be?
Eerie? I don't know. Eerie.
You could be a lake. You could be the cooling waters of Lake Erie.
Yes, I could. I might do like the peninsula, which we're known for, which is like beach and like Sarah's and like fish. Like we're known. I always think of fishing.
And your favorite thing, you could just come out as your new vodka bottle.
Exactly. I was trying to think, because Victoria and I were talking about it, and I was trying to think, I was like, my absolute favorite thing is like silence and stillness. but that's difficult to like visually represent. That would be sort of like, that would be like a mama queen sort of like chakra sort of thing. But then I was like, oh, I could do like a Golden Girls thing because I love
Chakra
Golden
Russell,
Girls.
Like Chakra who makes the crowns and stuff.
Chakra Khan.
Chakra. Oh, okay. So, I got it now.
Now, who were your standouts for in the Maxi Challenge?
In the Maxi Challenge, I really liked. I thought River was great.
Well. The first one was great. The second one was like, I mean, it was a tough act to follow because the cone and the sort of delivery of standing still like a statue really was hilarious and became instantly one of those Drag Race things that, I mean, she can bank off of that for the rest of her career is that standstill move.
I mean, Sharon's got a coffin, she's got a cone.
Right, honey. And a lot of girls get coned.
Who was your favorite?
I mean, I have to say Victoria Scone was up there for me. She did, for her favorite things, her choice was food. So she came as like an afternoon tea, like a tea tray with the three different tiers and like tea cakes on it.
Courtney would have done tea something too.
Very beautiful, very good at drag, and she was up in the top with Crystal Versace.
Beautiful, all legs, honey.
Beautiful, stunning, and what a smart choice to do cats, because really you can take something like that and really go anywhere with it. And she did this very well executed, very beautiful cat-inspired look.
So Drag Race UK, they had the two best girls lip sync and then the two bottom girls lip sync, yes. Huh? Oh, that was a new thing. It was nice to hear our friends from Little Mix do Sweet Melody. She used to play me. All that.
Yeah.
A little bop. And we don't want to give too much away, but one of the girls went home.
Yes.
That's what happens.
And I tell you, I mean, my knees hurt from watching Electra Fence during that lip sync performance. My knees.
You should look at my phone if you want your knees to really hurt.
I can barely walk after watching Electra Fence do that performance. I don't know. I'm scared for her tendon health, and I hope that she's taking supplements. But she was fierce.
Fierce.
And all of the girls really, really did such a great job. They went in there and they're all really, really funny. A very entertaining all around episode of Drag Race. And I think it's going to stack up to be a really excellent season. Great characters this year.
Would you like to see the video of Electra Fence earning her name, Electra Fence?
Yeah, something with cow poop, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, because she touched an electric fence and she was like, it's not even on.
What?
It's not even on.
Oh my
gosh. Ew.
Oh my gosh, poor thing.
I mean, these kids.
At least she didn't pee on it.
I mean, at least she didn't let some girl from a girl group she was in tase her twice on a pride stage and then get asked not to come back.
Is that something you did, my love?
Yes.
Oh.
So if you want to hear who went home this week, you need to listen to our sisters on the chop, because we're not into spilling tea like that. We don't disclose things like
we originated the language.
My dear. Happy 40th to Ben de la Creme also.
Absolutely. We thank you so very much for listening to this segment, which we call Druck 3.
Druck 3. Woohoo.
Cheerio. God, we're going to get so many letters about this accent. I mean, this accent is offensive.
Girl, you know, I went my first audition for Grey's Anatomy. I went in and did my reading, and they're like, "Do you want to do a UK accent?" And I was like, "I just did." They're like, "That was Australian."
You were like Yara Sofia. Like,
I was accent doing. Deaf. I had no clue, and it was with Getty Watanabe's boyfriend, and he was so nice. He was like, "No, girl, that wasn't it." I was like, I'm not gonna get on this show, am I?"
That ain't it, kid. That ain't it, kid.
Fix the chassis. Let's take a break. How do you do? Life turned into an endless medley of gee, it had to be poo.
We are
shit. From ass.
Dick.
Didn't clean your
ass.
Butt down there. I think some sticking to your hair. Use the hose with it.
Blow your nose with it.
Ew. Ew. We could literally do this all day as a long form podcast.
We could.
Just bastardizing show tunes into poop and cum related jingles.
So tune in now on the Mom Network to bastardizing show tunes into poo and jizz jingles.
But what if we do it in a cave?
Now airing from inside a cave every Thursday, the third Wednesday of each month, and every Sunday morning.
And leap year, bitch.
Yes, this is, of course, is the moment
and
we are deep
day,
in a cave. Everybody get in the cave!
Everybody get in the cave! Who wants to go spelunking?
This is where we go spelunking, unking.
Deep
inside the DMs. This message comes from Becca.
Hello, Alaska Willem and Dippertina. I'm a huge fan of y'all. I've been following along Wednesday and Friday for over 2 years now, and you make my work commute tolerable. I was listening to the podcast this week, and y'all were talking about how the season 6, episode 10, Drag My Wedding, is wiped from all streaming. Out of pure curiosity, I went and checked if Crave, a Canadian streaming service that airs Drag Race UK, Canada, US, and All Stars, had the episode up. To my surprise, after hearing you play the clip about why it was taken down on Hot Goss, the episode is still available to me on Crave. Thank you so much for this podcast. It brings me so much joy and energy every week. I don't look forward to anything as much as I look forward to this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Becca, your small town Canadian fan. P.S. People tell the Please tell the people of Ontario to get vaccinated. Our province could be fully open if people would just go and get vaccinated. Well, go get vaccinated, Ontario.
Becca probably is vaccinated. She seems smart. She listens to our podcast and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess Canada has some vaccination issues too with people not wanting to get it. I know that they're having visa issues. There was a girl that I saw on a poster in Nashville and I was like, oh cool, she's coming. And they're like, no, she just had to cancel 20 gigs because they won't let her into America from Canada. And she was just in the UK too, so she was allowed to go there, but like they are being strict with the visas.
Very
Miss
rough.
Miss Canada and America.
Yeah. This is the thing. This is the thing. I've heard this mainly from Dipper 10 minutes ago. I've heard that it's really this episode of Drag My Wedding is really only banned in America for whatever reason. I don't know if it's a legal thing or a thing that was a personal request or what. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that you're able to watch it if you don't live in the U.S.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Our next message comes from Ryan. He says, hi to the dolls and Big Dipper Tintra. Please find attached a Q on my A for inclusion for your classique asphabet. Yours always, Ryan in London, the UK.
Ryan. She has Ryan is wearing
a purple Andrew Christian thong.
Holly Lur, and a purple, or not a purple, a white cutout Q taped onto his exposed rump, and there's a tan line on the rump. I don't know how you got a tan line in London, but I mean, that alone deserves top salute of the week.
You see a capital Q cutout, I see a portable glory hole with a handle.
Is this Q of QAnon? Is this revealing who it is? It's this person. Thank you so much for understanding the assignment. And you're not alone, Ryan from London, UK. Thank you. We also received from Nikita. Hello, girls. So I got an assignment and eyes on my ass. I'll spell it out for you. Everything must be read. Also, you can pick any of them. From Russia, with love, Nikita. Nikita has spelled out the whole alphabet using a projector, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was a triptych of images where there was three of them, but this is actually 8 images of this man.
Can you spell it?
C-L-A-S-S-I-Q-U. Oh, he forgot the E.
No, keep scrolling. Then it says, hold
it. Hold it. E. Oh, that's great. Oh, wow.
Is there jizz dripping out of?
Is that jizz? It might be jizz. No, I think it's a lace thong, and that's maybe a small tear. But also, this is one of those holes where you could see the pit. And the fruit inside it, when you peel off the little, you know how sometimes someone's laying on the beach and like they have like just a little thong sliver laying over it, and it's like someone laying a beach towel over a sinkhole, and like you can see the outer edges of everything.
Yeah,
it's nice to see inner workings and how this man's asshole works, because clearly it's been putting in some work.
Nikita, this is so thoughtful. Okay, just to describe it for the listeners, it's a completely red lit room and then a projector onto the left ass cheek of each letter as you go. And it looks like a unique picture for each letter, even the repeat letters, the S.
Mm-hmm. The S is the same in both, but...
Do you think she's using her Apple Watch to take the picture? Because... that's what I
don't know. I'm just happy her feet are clean, because that is the worst when you see someone's ass shot and their feet are all up and you're like, honey, you need to check that toenail.
Yeah. That you don't want to be distracted by that. But
dirty feet, dirty foot bottoms. They're disgusting.
C to the L to the A to the S to the S to the I to the Q to the U. Hold it.
Hold it.
E with an
E. And it's Ixante E.
Mm-hmm.
Axante. We thank you so much, Nikita, and thank you for the red. I see red. Uh-huh. Everything must be red. Thank you. And other people, in response to our requests for the letters on the ass, some people just sent hole pics.
Oh, they thought it was classouk. They thought there was an O in it. thank you so much. You get a participation medal. You have books by your bedside table.
Wait,
which is
read
great.
His message. I thought that was so funny.
Murphy says, not sure what this is even for. Just a fan. Nice to participate in something. Thanks for everything. Murphy, I am here for this. You look like you could have been touched by Joe Exotic. Very Brandon Wilde, Arkansas.
Long hair. Long brown hair.
Uh-huh. You're in a garage with a couch, American flag banners, thumbs up, two thumbs up, hole out, dick peeking over, happy to be there. So happy. And sneakers. How'd you get those pants off if you have sneakers on?
Is he wearing stockings up to the knee? Or why is...
No, I think that's just where his legs are darker, where they aren't lit maybe, or hair. Yeah, but I see what you mean.
It looks like knee-high stockings almost, because...
Yeah, but if you zoom in slightly, you'll see that you might be right. No, are you?
Or is it, like, tattooing a different...
I think it's just shadow.
Yeah, I think it's shadow. Ooh, but honey, that dick?
The
that
dick...
That urethra? That dickhead looks like Janice from the Muppets. It's just a beautiful, clear, rounded face with a gash right across the middle as a mouth.
Yeah.
The balls are lovely. Murphy, you did a great job here. You can't spell classique for shit, but we're happy to see where you shit from.
I love beautiful long hair, too. So pretty. And a giant pot leaf blanket on the bed. And a leopard print cup with the you know, coffee cup holder over there. Very nice.
Oh, honey, there's tea in there.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, there's a third picture. Oh, that's a leopard bong. It's a leopard bong in the third picture.
Even better. Wow.
And he's gone from missionary starfish bottom to legs over my head. Look what I can do on a pretzel.
Legs overhead like a pretzel.
Into doggy. Knees touch the elbows, doggy. With clean feet again. Lovely tattooing.
Clean feet. Why don't you read the next message from Tom?
Sure. I can help with that. It says, hello, gorgeous Alaska Tronda Dupree Davenport. Willem, I need to make this bigger so I can read it. Wilhelmintra Sherrington O'Hara, Dipperoni Andrews Van Cartier, and Tipspot. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and a huge, huge, huge fan of absolutely everything you lay your hands on. I cannot stop doing Alaska's Patch Podge voice now, and my throat is suffering.
Yeah.
Very briefly, before I get into the main reason why I'm emailing, I have some information that could be interesting about the Forbidden Wedding episode of Season 6.
Okay.
It's still available on UK Netflix, so I'm not 100% sure if Jocelyn's bride did threaten to sue. Who knows? The rabbit hole deepens. Talking about sex, I need some sex advice. I'm a 23-year-old gay guy, and I'm low-key a little bit scared of sex. I'm constantly horny and find sex to be a very beautiful and positive thing, and I've had my fair share of hookups. However, 99% of them have happened while I've had a few drinks or smoke a something. something, so obviously haven't been completely sober. I actively use Grindr, and when I'm sober and chatting with someone that I would like to do the dirty with and details move on to actually meeting, I get so nervous and anxious that I start shaking to the point where I make excuses or just pull the patch to get rid of the horn. Sometimes I am able to bite the bullet and just go, but then I am so nervous to make a move. I guess I just feel like because it's on Grindr, there's a lot of expectation that it has to be a successful hookup or I've wasted everybody's time. But equally, I know me messaging and not meeting is just as time wasting. I am extremely extroverted and outgoing person, but for some reason, I find it very difficult to bring that side of me to hookups. I was hoping you could give me some advice to overcome this obstacle, as I would like to be able to have hookups when I'm sober, especially if I want a little daytime fun. For more context, I've never been in a relationship before, and maybe not having a regular person to try a bunch of stuff out with is why I feel like this, and I am a total bottom. Attached are some bum pics to support this. Unfortunately, no drick pics, as honestly, I don't know my angles. The one with the cuffs is when I was with the 6'4 Aussie rugby player, and baby, I've never felt so petite. P.S. A while ago, when you and Courtney hosted Hot Goss, you mentioned that Canterbury Pride in the UK was one of your favorite Pride gigs. The year you attended was my first Pride event, and at one point in the concert, you held my hand and flashed me a smile, and I felt on top of the world. I'm glad he topped once, at least. So I'm glad you loved it as much as we all did. All my love in the world, Tom, a sexually frustrated bottom.
Well, Tom, thank you for the letter, and thank you for the pictures.
The honesty.
The one picture, I thought it was wigs on the show.
Honey, it looks like he's got a blonde snuffleupagus, and then he's bent over it in his favorite jockstrap.
But it's not wigs. It's like a fur rug over top of, I don't know, something. It looks like a couple units.
And honey, we see that dick almost in your butthole with that 6'4 rugby player. You didn't have to crop it on our account. But what do you say to this?
Well, my advice to you is the RuPaul advice that RuPaul gave to Adore Delano, which is take those things that you're really good at. Like you say, you're a very outgoing person and extroverted. Take those things and apply it to using Grindr. So everything you told us, you could tell somebody in a Grindr chat. You could say, I'm sorry, I get really nervous. I get really anxious. And you know what? If we get together and it doesn't work out, like I need you to know that like that might happen because I get nervous and anxious because I can guarantee you that the person on the other end is also feeling nervous and anxious. So it might actually like help you, you know, have a deeper connection about something that's beyond sex, which is, I mean, fucking everyone has fucking anxiety about everything.
I experience the same thing that he does sometimes with the shaking. Like I get so nervous before sex if the guy is super duper hot and I'm afraid it'll be like no thank you, close the door moment, that like I shake and I have to like sit down and like matriculate my breathing, if that's a word, and like make the shake stop. I don't know if that's how I control my anxiety or panic from not setting in, but like also, if you don't like somebody, you're more than okay with shutting the door. And with this outgoing thing, if you have a problem doing that with people from Grindr, try meeting people at a bar or go to like a speed dating thing where so you want to go speed date in the bathroom real quick and just suck his dick. Because if you could be social up front instead of social on Grindr, that might be easier. You know, meet people the old-fashioned way.
And sometimes a lot of times I think it works out better when you meet someone in real life because there's a lot that happens unspoken, non-verbally as far as chemistry and things go. But I think you're going to...
Yeah, you shouldn't talk with your mouth full, non-verbal.
I think you're going to be just fine and let us know how it goes. And we thank you so very much for listening to
Hot Goss.
You can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, no, we can send the birds and the porpoises to pick them up. Just slip it in the blowhole.
Get me the porpoise, Ventura.
As always, we have bonus video content available that's super fun at patreon.com/Willem. Please go tip us.
Yeah, tip the dolls.
Watch our content. You'll love it.
And we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon and so you get notifications.
Yeah, and on Instagram, I'm at Willem, the only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod and Mom Podcast are our pod accounts. So check them all out too. You can see something.
That's the very right. Next. And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources, places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to aapip.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Mm-hmm. And please get the vaccine, wear a mask, wash your hands and ass, stay safe and healthy.
And we'll be back next week with more piping,
steaming,
scalding, boiling, steam, heat,
hot. Sorry, goss.
That's hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.